With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Uh-oh. Be aware if you're in Wash Park this morning. Wash Park, they say that park rangers are standing around with speed limit readers. What's that called? Where you shoot somebody with that gun, the speed limit thing?
The radar.
Radar, thank you. Park rangers in Wash Park this morning are standing around with radar guns toward bicyclists. They're giving out tickets for speeding cyclists.
They have park rangers?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I kind of didn't
A park
either.
Ranger at Wash Park?
I didn't.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Every parks department's going to have some park rangers. They're just sneaky. You don't know they're out
there. So there were park rangers at Cheeseman yesterday when we were out there?
There were.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Denver City Parks. They are also doing this on the Platte River Trail.
Oh, they are?
You can. There's a speed limit. It is posted, and they do enforce it.
And you could get a ticket for speeding on your bicycle?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you know how fast you're going?
Well, we all have computers on our bikes that tell us how fast we're going.
Not everybody.
Well.
Because Huffy doesn't.
Yeah, if you've got a basket, you probably don't have a computer.
I'm thinking you might. That's pretty common these days.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty common to have a computer on your bike telling you your speed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man, they've come a long way. It's been a long time since I've been on a bike then.
No kidding.
Because I've never... Huh, really?
Yeah, you pretty much standard procedure. You got to have it. Yeah.
It's not your phone app or something?
That also does it, but
you're telling me that the majority of bicycles out there, 90% of the bicycles out there all have speedometers on them.
People that are on the trails and are riding, yes.
Wow. Yep. Y'all are fancy.
All new to me.
Yeah, you got to get one, BJ.
What about the bell? Bling, bling.
Trust me, I'm not going to go fast enough to get a ticket.
There's two school of thoughts on the bell. A lot of the bicyclists on the trail just like going, on your left!
Yeah.
On your left! They like to just yell at you.
Yeah.
But there is a small amount of people that will use the bells, and those people are frowned on. You know what I mean? It's like we're scoffed. I have a bell myself.
Oh, you have a bell?
I have the little bring, bring, and I like to use it because I feel like it's more polite than just going,
on your left!
Feels rude to me. But some riders on my team say if I'm going to use the bell, they will not ride with me.
Oh, they hate the bell that much.
Yeah, they feel like it's childish, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not to go back but tell you the same story, but I literally had the world's best bike.
You did?
Yeah, because my dad went to the junkyard.
Yeah.
And he got an old steering wheel from a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they took off my handlebars and soldered it onto my bike.
Right.
So I had a freaking huge-ass steering wheel. From a Pontiac on the front of my bike.
Oh,
so cool.
Always wanted that.
I mean, I'm thinking now my dad should make those. Every kid.
Them?
Yeah, because, you know, I had kids lining up on my street to ride my bike with the steering wheel on it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. The only thing that they'd make me really mad, they're like, that's not cool. The horn doesn't honk.
Oh.
And shut up.
Yeah, leave it to those kids to find something wrong.
I mean, how cool is that? My bike had a DJ, like an old gray leather steering wheel.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
You have?
Yeah, I've never owned it.
Yeah.
But I've seen that before.
Oh, my God. They'd line up for days begging me to ride my bike. I think they were always a little disappointed in it because it just turned like a bicycle, you know, like handlebars.
Yeah.
You couldn't do hand over hand.
Right.
You know, so they're like, wait,
it's only going to go so far.
Yeah, it only turns like a, just turns.
What were they expecting? I guess the full turn.
The full turn, blinkers.
What's the speed limit for a bicycle? I'm just curious.
17 miles an hour.
Yeah.
On the Platte River Trail.
17 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Oh. Speed limit.
Yep.
Huh. Hey, I have breaking news real quick. Breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. Oh, sorry.
You broke it, all right.
Crap. Dadnabbit. I'll fix it later. All right, anyway, here's the deal. Gloria Vanderbilt is dead.
Mm. How old was she?
95.
95 years old.
95
wow, that's a good run.
Years old. Yeah, no kidding.
And what a life.
She was the queen forever, I guess, of a fashion line. The swan jeans. She had like a little swan on them or something. And then Anderson Cooper was her son.
Yep.
That is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You have this huge fashion empire. And then you have a kid that's huge and successful. Like, she got the golden ticket, man.
Yeah. And to live 95 years, throw that on top.
Right? By the way, I thought Anderson Cooper kind of kept it secret for a long time that he came from a millionaire mother.
Yeah.
You know, because he just wanted to be known as Anderson Cooper, the guy that just could make it by himself.
Yeah.
But you know his mom helped.
He's kind of like the Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
He wants to be labeled as self-made.
That's
true. And he's not. He was Silver Spoon from day one.
Can I tell you a sad story about Gloria Vanderbilt?
What's that?
All right. So when I was like in the third grade, all the cool rich kids were wearing Gloria Vanderbilt jeans and they had a swan right here on their pocket stitched in.
Yeah.
Or on the butt. I can't remember where it was. And my dad said we didn't have enough money for me to ever have Gloria Vanderbilt jeans.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
Yeah. Well, you got the next best thing. You got a steering wheel on top of the bicycle.
While I was riding around in my tough skins.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get what you get in life.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll tell you something, though.
Yeah.
I'll bet you Anderson Cooper, growing up as a kid, he hated that swan.
I bet he did, too.
I'll bet he hated
that swan.
It's a swan that you wanted, but I'll bet it's one that he hated.
I bet you're
and despises to this day.
Yes. Why'd you have to put a swan on it, Mom?
You knew every hat he put on had a swan.
Yeah, it's just like the kid whose parents created the crocodile.
Yeah.
Izod?
Yeah.
Hates crocodiles.
You know they do.
Or is it alligator or crocodile?
I'm not sure.
The Izod. Yeah. You're right. You got great points with this.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He grew up with it, so he had to hate it.
Yeah. Shoot. All right. Anyway, so that's sad news. Again, Gloria Vanderbilt, 95 years old. The mother of Anderson Cooper has passed away. So I'll mark that one out. Chrissy Teigen. She loves all the Bravo shows, and I'm with her. If you don't watch this, then you don't know. But Below Deck Mediterranean, have you seen The Chef?
No.
Well, the chef's name is Mila Biglong name, and she's Russian, and she hates gay people.
Okay.
And Chrissy Teigen just spoke out against her.
Okay.
Everybody wants the chef from Below Deck the Mediterranean to get kicked off the boat.
Okay.
She said in Russia, they don't believe in gay people. They shouldn't kiss in public. It's nasty. Who wants to see one man kissing another man? It's really rude.
So is she still on the show?
Right now she is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be a petition.
I bet there will be.
To go after her.
Britney Spears. People, you guys are worried about Britney Spears. She's loony, man. So on Friday, while we were leaving the show, she posted a video of her in their closet. And she's like, hiya. So my housekeepers just totally cleaned up my closet. And she runs through her closet, which, by the way, everything's on plastic hangers. You'd think if you have multi-millions of dollars, you'd be on wood hangers.
Well.
She had plastic hangers.
You know, you can take the kid out of Kennesaw, Louisiana, but you can't get the Kennesaw out of the kid.
Whoa. What the hell was that?
Brilliance.
What?
Just flat out brilliance is what that was.
What was?
You're welcome.
What was
just that? Adding the layers and the touches to your stories.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I guess it's maybe a Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Kennesaw, Louisiana clothes hanger thing. But most wealthy people with nice closets have wood hangers.
Not if you're from Kennesaw.
Everything was in plastic. It was weird. I was like, why is she hanging everything on plastic hangers? I mean, that's like going in my closet where everything's still on the Kohl's hangers. Here's what I do at Kohl's.
Yeah.
Can you leave those on the hangers?
Yeah, they come in handy.
And they don't care. They're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, I feel like I got something for free.
I feel like you can ask Kohl's anything. They'll give it to you.
I love Kohl's.
They're wonderful people.
I'm the biggest fan of Kohl's there is.
Me too.
Anyway, so she did that video on Friday. Now, here's what we learned on Friday as well. Her father was in court to get a restraining order against her ex-manager. And one of the questions that the attorneys asked Jamie Spears was, do you and your daughter have a relationship? And he said, it's been tumultuous for a very long time. He said that under oath.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, we've had a tumultuous relationship for a very long time. He said, I don't want this manager around her. He's controlling. It was that guy that tried to take over her life.
Yeah.
He was a paparazzi guy. Remember him? She led him close to her. Anyway. And so then after that, we know that she got all her social media given back to her. He still has the conservatorship or whatever
right.
over her money and stuff like that. But he let her have all her social media back. And she's a lunatic, man. It's bad. People are saying things like this. I've been a Britney's fan for years. However, her videos are actually scaring me. I think she's lost it. Somebody said, she speaks like a teenager. Why is she so strange lately? I feel like something is not right. Something's going wrong. It says, she didn't act like this years ago. It's bizarre acting, and her voice has changed, and she's robotic almost. I'm not a hater by any way, but I am worried. Somebody else said, she's scaring me. What TF, you know what that means, is happening? Doesn't everyone else see this? This is so bizarre. Somebody else said, Brittany, please check your new meds. They're not working. This was all on Friday.
What are people supposed to do, though? I mean, it appears that she's tried to get help.
Yeah, I don't.
It appears that other people have tried to help her. I just don't know where you go from here.
I don't know, but her video, did you see the one on Friday with her in her closet?
Nope.
It was really weird. She's like, hiya, but she talked like 8,000 miles per hour. Hiya, my mates just organized my closet. Here's all the blacks, here's all the reds, here's all the blues, here's all the yellows, here's all the pinks. Oh my God, okay, bye. It was that.
Do you think maybe she's doing it on purpose?
Oh.
Because here's my only defense to her, okay? I never see anything where she's crazy with those kids.
No, she's always a good mom.
She's a great mom.
Yeah.
How do you pull off both? How do you look like just a complete psycho?
Right, on Twitter.
That's out of control, off your meds, or the meds aren't working, but yet you're a wonderful mother. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because I've yet
to see one thing about those kids should be taken away. If you get to a point of where you're putting into a mental facility, wouldn't there be talk of the kids being taken away?
Well, where were the kids when she was in the mental facility?
Well, we're not even sure that's where she was. I mean, now that she claims that she wasn't. So, I mean, it's two different Britneys that I'm seeing, and that makes me always cautious.
You know how you did that amazing saying that should be on a bumper sticker?
Yeah.
Somebody said she's actually from Kentwood.
Well, what I read was Kennesaw. So,
well, I mean.
But Kentwood would work on a bumper sticker, too. Okay? Go for it.
Somebody said, this is reminiscent of when she shaved her head. She's starting to act like she's having a little psychotic break. She shaved her head so she wouldn't get drug tested.
Again, I go back to her being a mother. It's never been questioned. We've never seen anything bad with the kids, ever.
Ever.
So how do you pull off both?
Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson have officially broken up. I like them together. They were together for 2 years. I think, here's my opinion. They said that it's because Dakota Johnson doesn't want to have children yet with Chris Martin. I think Dakota Johnson thinking, I don't want to have kids because Gwyneth Paltrow will be like their stepmom. No, not their stepmom. What would she be? She'd be that mom that's over there because Chris Martin was married to Gwyneth.
Yeah.
And so like when Gwyneth's kids hang out with her real kid. Ugh,
yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
You know?
It wouldn't be Gwyneth, though. It'd be the kid, right?
No, if Dakota Johnson has a baby.
Yeah.
Gwyneth would still be around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but not.
She wouldn't be a stepmom. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong, but what I'm saying is she'd still
now,
be
she would. They have kids together, right?
Right.
So, yeah, those kids would be together. Maybe that's it.
She'd be the nosy ex-wife.
Yes.
The know-it-all nosy ex-wife.
Like she would say, Dakota, here's what I did when I consciously raised my kids. Here's what you and Chris Martin should do.
Yeah. Go to my website, Goop.
Yeah.
Buy some things for the kids.
Yep. And then finally, I'm super stoked to see what my dad thinks.
Woo-hoo!
He just got his Amazon package.
Oh, good.
Got a notice that he got his Amazon package for Father's Day.
Yeah.
I got him a t-shirt that says, World's Best Farter. I mean, Father. He's going to love it.
He's going to be so tickled.
That's so Bob,
you won't be able to get that shirt off of him.
It's so amazing.
He'll wear it everywhere, even to church.
He really will. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.